News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A muggy and foggy start to this Tuesday morning. It is general election Tuesday, and it's 75 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Lots of races on the ballot today. Statewide, of course, the race for governor between Kay Ivey and Walt Maddox. You also got the race for lieutenant governor, attorney general, state Supreme Court chief justice, secretary of state, state treasurer, state auditor, ag commissioner, and all of those local races that are on the ballot. Polls open in just under an hour from now, and we'll keep you updated on everything you need to know right here on FM Talk 106.5. So we start Mobile Mornings, though, with how the ride ends to the polls we'll look this morning with Kane in your traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue so far this morning. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway and light traffic from Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin and 65. Heading northbound from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Won't have any delays there. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, also a good start. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get all the details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers with fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
6:08, Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, Mark Holliday in studio with me.
Good morning.
Get ready for General Election Tuesday. Good morning, Mark.
Yes.
And I'm sure you're getting ready to go to the polls and vote today also. The polls open at 7 o'clock, and if you could do us one favor, keep us updated. When you head into your polling places, if you could just shoot us a text until 8 o'clock, and then in that third hour from 8 to 9, call in. But I'm interested in how busy your polling place is. So just leave us where you go to vote, and also what number voter you were, or how packed out the crowd appears to be, and how that was relative to the last presidential election in 16 and the last midterms back in 14.
Busier than normal, less than normal, about the same.
Right, because they're saying this turnout could be bigger than the midterm in 2014. They're saying this is a big deal, and all of the early voting points
show that. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, Alabama, no early voting, so we get to see, day of how's it working, how's the turnout. And of course, that has been the focus of all of the candidates, is the turnout in the midterms. So we'll see how it goes.
And one thing that always affects turnout, and we talk about it all the time here, weather, because when it's storming, for some reason, people have trouble making it out to the polls. Today, maybe some storms in the forecast. We'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and he'll give us a full update. Doesn't look like anything too severe, but Kelly Finley has our news this morning. I know she's talking about that fog that's hanging thick in the air.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It's Tuesday, Election Day, and all eyes are on the weather. The National Weather Service in Mobile is monitoring fog development this morning, which could impact voter turnout. There will also be a chance of scattered showers and storms, but good news, there's no severe weather expected in our area. The rain is forecast to move out from west to east by the afternoon in a few areas, and the northwest part of the region may even see the sunshine. sunshine. Highs will range from the mid to upper 70s, generally along and north of Highway 84, and will hit the lower 80s to the south, according to forecasters. As always, you want to keep attuned to Mobile Mornings as our very own Dr. Bill joins us throughout the morning, giving you up-to-the-moment forecast for today, tomorrow, and into the weekend, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announced the arrest of a Henry County Reserve deputy. Monday, that Reserve deputy, Wiley Aaron Mathis, was arrested on allegations he provided false information so that he could register to vote. Mathis lives in Houston County, but is a Sheriff's Reserve deputy in Henry County. A warrant was issued by the AG's office following a complaint that Mathis provided a false address to register to vote in Henry County. That crime is a Class A misdemeanor, punishable, but not by more than 1 year in jail. Mathis surrendered on November the 2nd at the Henry County Sheriff's Office and then was released, saying, quote, "Whenever someone cheats in order to participate in an election, they are not entitled to vote in. The important civil rights of all citizens are diminished. The laws of Alabama that protect the integrity of our elections are important to everyone. Those who violate our election laws and undermine the sanctity of our electoral process can expect to be vigorously prosecuted by my office." That quote coming from Attorney General Steve Marshall. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:12 now on FM Talk 106.5, and it's 75 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Awfully muggy for early November. That's all I'll say. I'm not a big fan of the humidity, but it is back, at least temporarily. And staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will give us the full update in just a little bit. Also, I've got sports on the way. Monday Night Football last night, tons of NBA to be played, and college basketball starts tonight. I'll go over all of that and more. And coming up in just a second, news from our news partners over at WKRG Channel 5.
If you were like me, you grew up Republican. But I don't just vote Republican because I was raised to. I vote because I choose to. Defending and upholding my constitutional rights just makes sense, just like how having a smaller government with smaller taxes makes sense to me. I'm a Republican because we are the party of can-do. Together we have raised household incomes and employment is at an all-time high for all Americans. I encourage you to find out what being a Republican means to you and join me at the polls November 6th to vote Republican.
Paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. It's Election Day. The polls open at 7 this morning. In the race for Alabama Governor, Governor Kay Ivey and challenger Democrat Walt Maddox made final pitches to voters in Mobile on Monday.
When you see budgets that, by my opponent's own estimation, bare bones, people know something's not right.
I am what you see, and I've given people results, improvement in jobs and education and some other things. And
in Florida's race for governor, Republican Ron DeSantis and Democrat Andrew Gillum spent their last full day on the campaign trail urging voters to get out to vote.
If we are even going into Election Day and Republicans vote on Tuesday, we win.
Y'all know what it means to party with a purpose. And the purpose is that tomorrow we've got to get out and vote like our lives depended on it.
News 5 is your local election headquarters. Watch results on air and online as polls close tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Paid for by Carlos Finley Campaign. P.O. Box 40152, Mobile, Alabama 36640.
No political party owns Christian family values. I'm the third generation of my family to raise their right hand to God and swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. As a veteran of the U.S. Coast Guard, I've stood so that all in our country would have freedom. As a state prosecutor for Mobile County, I protected our community. And as a municipal court judge for the city of Mobile, I have ensured that the rule of law is followed in our city courts. Experience and integrity matter.
Vote Carlos Finley November 6th.
Broadway's Cirque Dreams dazzles with its popular holiday stage spectacular. Cirque Dreams Holidays. It's talent by the sleigh load, says the New York Daily News.
Friday, November 23rd at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. This is Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, the Tennessee Titans beat the Dallas Cowboys 28-14. The Dallas defense forced two fumbles early in the game, but only capitalized with one touchdown. The Titans defense also forced two turnovers last night, but they scored touchdowns after both of those turnovers. Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota was the star of the game on offense. He passed for 240 yards and two touchdowns and ran in the final touchdown of the game on third down and goal from the 9-yard line. Amari Cooper played his first game as a Dallas Cowboy since being traded from Oakland 2 weeks ago. Cooper finished the night with 5 receptions for 58 yards and a touchdown in his first game with Dallas. The win moves the Titans' record to 4-4, now 2 games behind the AFC South leading Houston Texans. Dallas has now lost 2 in a row, and they're 3-5 at the midway point of the season. Cowboys are behind Washington by 2.5 games in the NFC East. Before the game, former Tennessee Titan running back Chris Johnson announced his official retirement from the NFL. Johnson had a 10-year career in the league, the first 6 with Tennessee, 1 year in 2014 with the Jets, and the final 3 seasons in Arizona. Johnson, a.k.a. CJ2K, had 6 straight seasons with 1,000-plus yards rushing, including a 2,006-yard season in 2009. Finished his career with 9,651 yards rushing, which ranks 35th all-time in the league. In some college football news, Florida State first-year head coach Willie Taggart has now turned over the play-calling duties to his offensive coordinator. After a rocky start in his first season as the Seminoles coach, Taggart opted to let offensive coordinator Walt Bell call plays in this weekend's 47-28 loss to NC State. Despite the loss, Bell will reportedly call the shots again this week against undefeated Notre Dame. As head coach, Taggart has called the plays on offense in 2015 and 16 when he was at South Florida, and also in 2017 at Oregon. This season, Florida State is ranked 106th in the country in scoring, averaging 23.8 points per game. The 2018 college basketball season officially tips off tonight, and just about every team in the country has taken the court. There are a couple great top 10 matchups, with number 1-ranked Kansas facing number 10-ranked Michigan State at 6 p.m. And then after that game, number 2-ranked Kentucky takes on number 4 Duke. I'm excited about the South Alabama Jaguars getting their season started on the Plains at number 11-ranked Auburn at 8 o'clock tonight. The Tigers return just about everyone from their SEC regular season champion team from last season. Alabama will start their season at 7 tonight against Southern University, and Florida plays at in-state rival and 17th-ranked Florida State at 8 o'clock. The Alabama team will be without guard Riley Norris tonight and for the near future. Alabama announced Monday that Norris is week to week after having a procedure done on his heart. Alabama will miss Norris's experience. He started 57 games and appeared in 110, averaging 7 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. Head coach Avery Johnson said that Norris had the procedure because his heart was beating at an accelerated rate. In the NBA on Monday night, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the New Orleans Pelicans 122-116. It was the Thunder's 5th win in a row, but they lost star point guard Russell Westbrook with a sprained left ankle. It was the 6th straight loss for the New Orleans Pelicans after they opened the season with 4 wins. Anthony Davis scored 20 points but only made 7 of 20 shots. The Denver Nuggets beat the Boston Celtics 115-107. Nuggets are 9-1 now to start the season. The Chicago Bulls beat the New York Knicks 116-115 in double overtime. Chicago's Zach LaVine scored a career-high 41 points, including the game-winning free throw with 0.2 seconds left on the clock. Toronto got the win over Utah 124-1. 11, and the Raptors are now 10-1 this year. Cleveland's record fell to 1-9 after losing to Orlando 102-100. Houston won their third in a row, beating Indiana 98-94. Miami picked up an overtime win over Detroit 120-115. Golden State's now 10-1 after defeating Memphis 117-101, and the LA Clippers beat Minnesota 120-109. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Phil Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Night, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
Joe Faust has always put the people of Baldwin County over politics. He reduced property taxes for the elderly and aggressively fought to achieve coastal insurance reform. You know, District 94 faces some unique challenges, but Joe always meets them head-on. On November 6th, re-elect Joe Faust, a trusted conservative voice for Baldwin County. Paid for by Friends of Joe Faust, 20452 Beecher Street, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers with fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you were like me, you grew up Republican, but I don't just vote Republican because I was raised to. I vote because I choose to. Defending and upholding my constitutional rights just makes sense. Just like how having a smaller government with smaller taxes makes sense to me. I'm a Republican because we are the party of can-do. Together we have raised household incomes and employment is at an all-time high for all Americans. I encourage you to find out what being a Republican means to you and join me at the polls November 6th to vote Republican.
Paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee.
Summerbee Senior Living lets you live an upscale independent lifestyle while offering help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need and nurses are available 24/7. Don't miss out on 2018 rates starting at $36.95 on select apartments for a limited time. Schedule your personal tour today to select the apartment of your choice before they sell out. Call 888-825-1670 or visit summerbeespark.com to learn more.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. So far, a perfect start from the Fairhope, Daphne area, and also as you travel from Spanish Fort across the Bayway into Causeway. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No accidents and no major backups or delays. This Saturday night's the last race of the season at Deep South Speedway in Loxley. Six different divisions from the modifieds to the vintage cars running. Green flag drops at 6. Get the details on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 6:24 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Mark Holliday in with you as you get ready to head out to the polls to vote on this general election Tuesday. Coming up, Willie coming to town. I'll tell you when.
Still crazy, Willie Nelson. After all these years, the redheaded stranger is on the road again.
Perfect. You can almost fit all of his songs. Well, not all of his songs. We would be here for hours and hours and hours. But you at least got the hits in there. Willie Nelson coming to town. I'll let you know when and where he will be playing. Also, we'll run down those four amendments that you'll be voting on during today's election and the three big things on FM Talk 106.5. But first, here's the news headlines for this Tuesday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 News out of Mississippi this morning. As survey teams are taking a closer look at stamp damage in Tupelo, the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal is reporting that areas of the city were closed off late Monday as debris, downed trees, and power lines blocked roadways. There was even a gas leak in a residential area of the city, and power outages have also been reported. Emergency crews have begun assessing damage from a possible tornado. Forecasters predict predict that severe weather would move across the southeastern United States late Monday and into early Tuesday. And the Storm Prediction Center said powerful tornadoes and damaging winds and heavy rains were also possible overnight throughout northeastern Louisiana and Tennessee. And that includes northern Mississippi and northwestern Alabama. And that, of course, follows severe storms that were blamed for two deaths in the Gulf Coast area just last week. In your financial news this morning, Lowe's is closing 20 of what they're calling their underperforming stores here in the U.S. The home improvement chain made the announcement on Monday, saying, quote, "While decisions that impact our associates are never easy, the store closures are a necessary step in our strategic reassessment as we focus on building a stronger business." That quote coming from the Lowe's president and CEO, Marvin Ellison. The chain is closing 31 stores in Canada, which brings the total number of closures to 51. Lowe's says that their associates at the stores will be offered jobs at other locations. The majority of the stores set for closure are within 10 miles of another location. That's according to the company. Some of the stores will close immediately, while others will stop operations no later than February 1st, 2019. When it comes to store closings here in Alabama, there are two, the Lowe's of Graysville, Alabama, and also the Lowe's of Bankhead Highway Southwest, Graysville, Alabama as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 75 degrees outside of our studios here at FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Mark Holliday and Kelly Finley in with you on this Tuesday morning. Three big things right now on FMTalk1065.com. Kay Ivey and Walt Maddox make their final appeals to Alabama. They were crisscrossing the state yesterday, talking at plenty of campaign events. Also, we have a story up, the House races to watch on election night. If you're paying attention tonight, some of the states outside of Alabama that'll be very important to the rest of the nation. I've got those listed.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, it starts in Georgia. You got Virginia, North Carolina. The whole list is there on FMTalk1065.com. And also, that caravan of migrants have arrived in Mexico City, at least the first of them. They've been bedding down in a soccer stadium and resting there in Mexico City as Americans head to the polls on this Tuesday. Some big news for country music fans, specifically classic country music fans. Willie Nelson coming to Mobile in February. He's going to play at the Sanger on February 25th. That's a Monday night. Come on, Willie. Got to schedule that for a Friday or Saturday. But he'll be here on Monday, February 25th at the Sanger. Tickets go on sale. You can buy those at Ticketmaster.com. But that's pretty cool. Willie Nelson heading to the Port City. And also the four amendments. We'll break those down this hour because there's four amendments that we'll be voting on here locally and across the state of Alabama. And you got to know what you're voting for before you go in there to vote. So we'll break those down before the polls open at 7 o'clock. More Mobile Mornings on the way. This is FM Talk 106.5.
With WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. It's election day this morning. Polls open at 7 o'clock. In Alabama, voters will make a decision on four statewide amendments, including an amendment that would allow the Ten Commandments to be displayed on public property and an amendment that would declare a right to life for unborn children. Facebook has removed dozens of Facebook profiles and Instagram accounts just hours before polls open this morning. U.S. law enforcement told the company the pages could be linked to foreign entities. Foley police have identified a person of interest in the murder of 53-year-old Jeff Higginbotham. Police want to talk to 35-year-old Nicholas Young. Young was released from jail just days before the murder and was introduced by a friend to Higginbotham. You can find a photo of the suspect on WKRG.com. The Iron Bowl will air on WKRG News 5. That game at Bryant-Denny Stadium will kick off November 24th at 2:30. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your two and four post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
This is more than a district. It's been home my entire life.
I'm Stephen McNair, and I want to be your next representative for District 97 because it takes real political courage to stand up in the face of a corrupt system that consistently ignores Mobile. It's time to change what we've come to expect out of Montgomery, and I won't back down until we get our fair share. We deserve more, and you deserve a legislator who'll fight for us. On November 6th, vote Stephen McNair, and let's get to work. Paid for by McNair for Mobile, P.O. Box 2604, Mobile, Alabama, 36652.
Hey, are you driving up for the big game this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingen's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
Polls are open with voting underway in 26 states now as America decides who controls Congress and many state governments. There's a lot of attention focused on Florida with high-profile races for governor and the U.S. Senate. With early voting numbers high, Rosa Flores reports ideas about who votes in Florida may have to change.
There's this misconception that most of the voters in the state of Florida are seniors. This year, 52% are millennials. Gen Xers or Gen Zers.
Monday Night Football. The Tennessee Titans beat the Dallas Cowboys last night 28-14, evening their record at 4-4. On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly across the boards this hour. The body of a Utah mayor and Army National Guard member killed in Afghanistan has been returned to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. 39-year-old North Ogden Mayor Brent Taylor was shot to death Saturday by an Afghan commando he was training. His wife, parents, and oldest children received the body at Dover. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Sears Holdings has nailed down its first bidder for one of its assets, the home improvement business. Service.com, a website that helps consumers find professionals for home improvement services, has made a $60 million offer for Sears Home Improvement business. The bid would set the floor price at the first bankruptcy auction for one of Sears' assets. An auction date of December 13th has been proposed, and Sears would seek court approval of the sale on December 18th. With the economy strong, wages rising, and unemployment at a near five-decade low, the Federal Reserve remains on track to keep raising interest rates, just not this week. After the Fed's latest policy meeting, it's expected to signal a healthy outlook for the economy, but to hold off on any further credit tightening, most likely until December. A rate hike in December would mark the fourth this year. Crude oil down 18 cents at $62.92 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are lower after stocks closed mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35 on Mobile Mornings. This is FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Mark Holliday and Kelly Finley in with you on this Tuesday morning. And we're joined, as always, by staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
Another muggy day, and it's foggy out there. What's it looking like for this Election Tuesday?
Well, it's going to be another warm, humid day. We got to 83 yesterday, and that's not too far away from our record. And we're going to get into the low 80s again this afternoon. We will have some sunshine, but also look for some scattered showers. We have a cold front that's coming down through the interior of Alabama, and it looks like it's going to stall here right along the coast later today, and also for tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. And then on Friday, some of that cooler air to the north of us will finally push into our area for the weekend. But today, look for a few scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two. Again, temperatures in the low 80s. Tonight, we'll see fog again, particularly around daybreak. And tonight, a few showers are possible, low tonight in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s, upper 70s. And then as we look ahead to Thursday, a few showers with highs in the low 70s. And then Friday, going to be the day that the cooler air will start to move into our area. So we've got a good chance for some showers on Friday with a high in the mid-70s. And then over the weekend, as the cool air spreads over us, we should have mostly sunny skies on Saturday, but a high of only 62.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we'll be down into the mid and upper 40s Saturday night. Sunday, another nice day, mostly sunny around 65, and we'll continue with nice weather on Monday with sunshine in upper 60s. So, looks like we could get another nice weekend.
Yeah, that sounds great. I love hearing that nice weather is on the way. Today specifically, though, Dr. Bill, you said that we shouldn't expect severe weather in our area. What about in the northern part of the state? I know statewide elections are on everyone's mind this morning. Should they expect severe weather a little bit north of us?
Well, they had some rough weather during the night, but things look like they're improving right now. We do have a line of showers over southwest Alabama and the interior counties and southeast Mississippi. That really sort of represents a line ahead of this front. And again, that front's going to stall and give us shower activity for the next couple of days.
And still pretty clear in the tropics, I take it.
Yeah, it looks really good. There's a lot of cloud cover down in the tropical Atlantic, but again, conditions in the upper atmosphere are not favorable for any kind of development.
That's good to hear. Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon on this Election Tuesday.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
And with that weather in mind, Monday night, Secretary of State John Merrill released a statement confirming that potential severe weather in Alabama will not change polling hours for today's general election. They cite all polling sites in Alabama, 67 counties, are scheduled to open at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. and will remain open until 7 p.m. tomorrow night as scheduled. So there you have it. The guy that runs the elections in Alabama says it's going to be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. just like normal.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That means 22 minutes until the polls open. And if you would, do us a favor, when you go vote, whether it's this morning or this afternoon, send us a text and let us know how busy your polling place is or was today compared to how it normally looks during midterm and presidential elections. Of course, the big presidential elections always turn out more people because that race is just a bigger deal to the average American.
Right.
But these races are just as important, and turnout is always talked about in depth following midterms and what it means to both parties and who ends up winning. So if you wouldn't mind sending us a text once you vote, let us know what number you were in line. You can ask them how many have been at your polling place, or you can see it there on the machine when you vote.
Yeah, when you vote, and tell you, you know, how many have voted in front of you. So
and then the FM Talk 106.5 listeners, smarter than the average political bear. So you probably know, you've probably been voting for years, mostly at the same polling place. Just kind of give us the vibe from your area. Very interested in finding that out this morning. 6:39 now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
With all this talk about money and debt this hour, good time for me to introduce you to the folks over at LightStream. Like most people, you got balance on your credit cards and a higher interest rate than you'd like. So here's what you do. Turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money. Yeah, that's how you do it with LightStream. They offer credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with autopay. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your money as soon as the day that you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. So here's how it works, y'all. You can save even more money than you were with the 6.14% APR when you go to LightStream.com. You'll get an additional interest rate discount on top of that already low rate. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan, my last name, S-U-L-L-I-V, as in victory, A-N, and their website, LightStream.com/Sullivan. So LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, I've got an accident without injuries at Theodore Dawes Road, just north of I-10. Another one with injuries at Celeste Road and Mims Road. This just happened a few minutes ago. State troopers are heading there now, calling for the wreckers. No problems across the Bayway. The Eastern Shore looking good. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 6:42 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig, Mark Holliday.
Yes, indeed.
And Kelly Finley. She has the news headlines. We'll get to those in just a second. And after that, break down the four amendments we'll be voting for on the statewide ballots. Very important that you know what you're voting for before you vote.
Absolutely.
And I know amendments can be confusing sometimes. There was a law passed to try to make that a little bit easier, but still, sometimes wording from Montgomery and wording from Washington, D.C. can confuse the best of us.
That's so right.
I'll break those down, and sports coming up in just a bit. But right now, here's the news headlines for this Tuesday with Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An Amber Alert has been issued for a 13-year-old girl who was kidnapped from a mobile home park in North Carolina Monday morning. Witnesses describe a man with a yellow bandana over his face when he grabbed Hanaya Aguilar from a yard in the Rosewood Mobile Home Park just before 7 a.m. on Monday. This young lady is described as being 5 feet tall, weighing 126 pounds. She has long black hair, brown eyes, and braces. She was last seen wearing a blue shirt with a flower pattern and blue jeans. Authorities say that Aguilar was forced into a stolen green 2002 SUV with South Carolina license plates. Police are looking for the teenager and the stolen vehicle. Anyone with any information is urged to call 911 or the Lumberton Police at 910-671-3888. 1845. Again, she is 13 years old. An Amber Alert has been issued for this young lady kidnapped in North Carolina Monday morning, Hanaya Aguilar. If you have information, please call 911. More financial news that makes the kids and the parents happy. How about this? Beginning next month, Kroger, they say that they will offer merchandise from Jeffrey's Toy Box, named for the now-closed toy chain's iconic giraffe mascot. We, of course, are talking about Toys R Us. So the collection will feature more than 35 toys, ranging in price from $19.99 to $49.99. Executives with Kroger say Jeffrey's Toy Box delivers a unique shopping destination within Kroger's store. We're excited to offer Jeffrey's Toy Box this holiday season to provide our customers with the opportunity to purchase a selection of toys once exclusive to Toys R Us. You'll recall Toys R Us closed all 735 of their U.S. stores in March amid their bankruptcy filing. The closures impacted and eliminated more than 30,000 jobs. So if you're interested in getting those toys at the nearest Kroger, you can shop in Opelika, Madison, and Huntsville. Happy shopping. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. Quarter till 7 on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Those four commandments we'll be voting on today.
Commandments?
Amendments. I'm reading the First Amendment, so you'll see where I was going.
I know where you were going
with that. Yeah, the First Amendment, about the Ten Commandments. We don't vote on commandments, do we?
No,
those are pretty set in stone. Literally.
Literally.
Yeah, literally set in stone. But the First Amendment, about the Ten Commandments,
right.
Of course, you vote yes or no on this, but the First Amendment reads, providing for certain religious rights and liberties, authorizing the display of the Ten Commandments on state property and property owned or administrated by a public school or public body, and prohibiting the expenditure of public funds in defense of the constitutionality of this amendment. So basically, if this passes today, you'll be able to put the Ten Commandments up on public property and on school property specifically.
Yeah, and what basically it does make clear that the Ten Commandments may be displayed on public property as long as the display meets constitutional requirements, such as being displayed along with historical or educational items. It also provides that no public funds may be used to defend the amendment in court. So, you know, if for example, a school just decides if this passes, they can put the Ten Commandments up. They'll probably be sued and will not be able to defend it with public funds. But if they put it up as a display of, you know, here are our founding documents, the Declaration, the Constitution, you know, the Monroe Doctrine, the Ten Commandments, the, you know, and other historical documents, then they'll probably be safe and not have to face any attempt at removal.
So if you vote yes on that, then you're supporting the Ten Commandments being put on the public property or on school property.
That's
if you
the way
vote
I
yes
read
there.
It, yes.
And, and then Amendment 2 here, the abortion amendment, as it's been labeled, to declare and otherwise affirm that it's the public policy of this state to recognize and support the sanctity of unborn life and the rights of unborn children, most importantly, the right to life in all manners and measures appropriate and lawful, and to provide that the Constitution of this state does not protect the right to abortion or require the funding of abortion. So if you support that and you vote yes on that, and if that ends up passing, then that language will be added to the abortion laws here in Alabama.
Right. The proposed amendment does not identify any specific action or activity as unlawful. It expresses a public policy that supports broad protections for the rights of unborn children as long as the protections are lawful. Yes vote is a vote to include the right to life language in the state constitution, not a vote to ban abortions or modify abortion law in Alabama, which this amendment really does not seek to change. A no vote is a vote in favor of keeping the state constitution as it currently is.
And Amendment 3, a little less dramatic than the first two amendments, but this one's about the University of Alabama trustees proposing an amendment to the Constitution of Alabama of 1901 relating to the Board of Trustees of the University of Alabama to specify that the congressional districts from which members are appointed continue to reflect those as constituted on January 1st of 2018, to remove the state superintendent of education from membership, and to delete the requirement that members vacate office at the annual meeting of the board following their 70th birthday. So that's a vote on the University of Alabama trustees there.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're over 70, you can still serve on the board of trustees. If you're a you know, school superintendent, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be appointed from districts that were in effect on January 1st, 2018.
And then Amendment 4 rings a little close to home after that Doug Jones, Roy Moore Senate battle just a couple years ago, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of Alabama to provide that if a vacancy in either the House of Representatives or the Senate occurs on or after October 1st of the third year of a quadrennium, the seat would remain vacant until a successor is elected at the next succeeding general election. So another pretty straightforward amendment there.
Pretty much. And that would save the state untold amounts of money to fill those seats with vacancies with special elections. We, like you said, we went through that with, you know, with Doug Jones and Roy Moore mm-hmm. trying to fill Sessions' seat when he was appointed Attorney General by President Trump. So as long as there's, you know, less than, what was it, 3 years?
Yes.
3 years into the into the seat in a four-year term. So, you know, it'll be vacant mm-hmm. without a special election until the next general election.
So those are the big four amendments we'll be voting on today in Alabama. A little breakdown for those for you. And we'll put those on our website also, fmtalk1065.com, if you want to break those down in a little more detail. Coming up, we've got news with Kelly, and I've got your sports. Mobile Mornings rolls on this general election Tuesday.
Broadway's Cirque Dreams dazzles with its popular stage spectacular Cirque Dreams Holidays. Its talent by the sleighload, says the New York Daily News. Over 20 of the world's best acts, 300 spectacular costumes, unforgettable music, and Broadway spectacle. Vegas meets family entertainment hails the Boston Globe of this season's must-see Cirque Dreams Holidays.
Friday, November 23rd at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
I'm Danielle Mashburn-Myrick, and I'm running to represent District 94 in the Alabama State House because it's time. It's time Baldwin County saw a fair return on the tax dollars we send to Montgomery. It's time for a new, energetic leader who will fight for our roads and schools and make sure our kids have clean water. I'm asking for your vote on November 6th because I believe that together we can make District 94 an even better place to call home. It's time.
Paid for by Elect Danielle Mashburn-Myrick, P.O. Box 821, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
This News 5 FM Talk 1065 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. It's Election Day. The polls open at 7 this morning. In the race for Alabama Governor, Governor Kay Ivey and challenger Democrat Walt Maddox made final pitches to voters in Mobile on Monday.
When you see budgets that, by my opponent's own estimation, bare bones, people know something's not right.
I am what you see, and I've given people results, improvement in jobs and education and some other things. And
in Florida's race for governor, Republican Ron DeSantis and Democrat Andrew Gillum spent their last full day on the campaign trail urging voters to get out to vote.
If we are even going into Election Day and Republicans vote on Tuesday, we win.
Y'all know what it means to party with a purpose. And the purpose is that tomorrow we've got to get out and vote like our lives depended on it.
News 5 is your local election headquarters. Watch results on air and online as polls close tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Bradley Byrne doesn't just talk about conservative values, he fights for them and wins. His bill to repeal Obamacare passed the House, drawing the wrath of Nancy Pelosi and a veto threat from President Obama. Bradley's leading the fight to build President Trump's wall and working to protect your guns and the rights of the unborn. The National Review praised, "Bradley Byrne proves a conservative can rack up legislative wins and quickly." Vote Republican. Vote Bradley Byrne. This message was paid for by Byrne for Congress.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Good morning, 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Tennessee Titans beat the Dallas Cowboys 28-14. The Dallas defense forced two fumbles early in the game, but only capitalized with one touchdown. The Titans defense also forced two turnovers and scored touchdowns after both. Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota was the star of the game on offense. He passed for 240 yards and two touchdowns and ran in the final touchdown of the game on third down and goal from the 9-yard line. Amari Cooper played his first game as a Dallas Cowboy since he was traded from Oakland 2 weeks ago. Cooper finished the night with five receptions for 58 yards and a touchdown in his first game with Dallas. The 2018 college basketball season officially tips off tonight, and just about every team in the country has taken the court. There are a couple great top 10 matchups with number 1 ranked Kansas facing number 10 ranked Michigan State. That tips off at 6 p.m. And after that game, number 2 ranked Kentucky takes on number 4 Duke. I'm personally excited about the South Alabama Jaguars getting their season started on the plains at number 11 ranked Auburn at 8 o'clock tonight. The Tigers return just about everyone from their SEC regular season championship team from last season. Alabama starts their season at 7 tonight against Southern University, and Florida plays at in-state rival and 17th-ranked Florida State at 8 o'clock. 6:54 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers with fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, my name is Maurice Horsey. I am the Democratic nominee for House District 96, which covers portions of Mobile and Baldwin counties. As we are approaching November 6th, I ask that everyone remember to get out and vote. I know this journey has been long. We have successfully placed on the ballot Democratic candidates who will work hard in the best interest for the people in Baldwin County, Mobile County, and for the state of Alabama. Please vote on November 6th. Vote Maurice Horsey, District 96, your candidate for both sides of the bay.
Paid for by the committee to elect Maurice Horsey.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, still got that accident without injuries at Theodore Dawes Road just north of I-10. Also, state troopers there at Celeste Road and Mims Road. School buses are traveling, but no real delays. Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, and 65 looks good. Watch your speed again as officers are working radar across the Bayway and towards Loxley. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Coffee Short, and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa this weekend. Make reservations at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 6:57 on FM Talk 106.5. 2 minutes now. 6:58. 2 minutes now until the polls open at 7 a.m. and people are allowed in to vote. You know, Mark, I don't know if this one woman will be showing up to vote today. It's understandable if she doesn't, but a story coming out yesterday. I'm not sure who won the Mega Millions, $1.6 billion jackpot, but we do know who won part of the $700 million Powerball jackpot. Lauren West, a grandmother, actually couldn't find her winning ticket. She found it on the floor, finally, worth a share of $688 million. She took the cash option. She's going to get $198 million up front, minus the taxes.
Man.
Not a bad win for a 51-year-old grandmother.
Absolutely.
I wonder if she'll turn out to vote today.
And no, when she gets back from vacation.
I'm sure. 6:58 Mobile Mornings rolls on right after this on FM Talk 106.5.